From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Nearly 2,500 people in Alabama have died from COVID-19. Behind every death is a story and a family left to mourn the loss. This morning, we continue an occasional series remembering some of the people behind the numbers. William Herschel Moon was 74 when he died in June. He was incarcerated at the St. Clair Correctional Facility. Moon is one of 22 state inmates who have died from the coronavirus. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has this remembrance.
William Herschel Moon grew up in Sylacauga. He was part of a big family. He had more than a dozen siblings, and many called him Herschel. Sometime after high school, Herschel enlisted in the Army and served in Vietnam. He was discharged for medical reasons and returned to Sylacauga. Soon after that, he met Janet Moon. Moon says Herschel liked to take her out. They'd go to a restaurant or to the local fair.
He was a good person, real good person.
The couple married in April 1975 and had two kids. But Moon says there were challenges. She says Herschel struggled to control his emotions. And when he drank, he would often get angry.
The year after we got married started changing. And we started fighting and stuff. So.
The couple eventually separated. Herschel left Sylacauga and moved to Birmingham. Years later, in 2000, Herschel was convicted of murder. He was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. Magdalene Brazier is Herschel's older sister. They'd lost touch for many years, but when she found out her brother was in prison, Brazier started visiting him.
It was real nice. I was glad to see him. But he was all right in a sense, but again, he wasn't. He wasn't William the Herschel that I knew.
Brazier became Herschel's main contact in the free world. Every few months, she would send him money to pay for snacks or stamps, and she kept visiting in person until he was transferred to a different prison farther away. Herschel's health started to decline. He had stomach and heart problems. Later, he had a stroke. But Brazier says they tried to keep up through letters.
He done a lot of writing before he had the stroke.
Brazier says Herschel often complained about poor medical treatment in prison and wrote to judges asking for early release. But he remained locked up. Herschel was shuffled around a few times over the years. He was at St. Clair Correctional Facility when COVID-19 started spreading earlier this year. In May, he tested positive for the virus and was transferred to a hospital. Magdalene Brazier found out he was sick days later when she called the prison to ask about him. On his last day in the hospital, Brazier talked with Herschel via video call.
I could tell he was just swole so bad. He was in bad shape. And it just bothered me because they didn't let me know earlier.
Herschel died a few hours after talking with his sister. He left behind 7 children. Brazier says he wasn't close with many family members, and there was a lot she didn't know about him. But she tried to help Herschel when she could.
That's my brother. Regardless of what he done, I love him. God loves us. He forgives us for all our sins.
William Herschel Moon was born January 17th, 1946. He passed away June 2nd, 2020. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.